Hey, welcome in time to conclude in the longest segment of our particular program every single Friday, KER Politics, talking with Jim McKinney. You know, Jim McKinney, I got to tell you, why don't you guys on the blog give him a little bit of a heads up, not a heads up, but give him a little bit of a pat on the back. His political comments are the best anywhere. No wonder he's a regular contributor now, regular published contributor to the Epoch Times. Jimmy, you sent me an email this morning talking about the timeline of when Trump actually was involved with Russia and how guilty Trump actually is in that. Can you tell that story to our audience?
Well, sure, I can talk about it. I mean, as we've gone through this entire fiasco of the Russia collusion narrative, Cheryl Atkinson, she was a former CBS reporter that was spied on by the Russian, by the Obama administration as a journalist, and she writes a very interesting article with a timeline of what has happened and how this conspiracy and the collusion conspiracy theory had passed. And it basically starts in March of 2016 with a DNC representative, Alexandra Chalupa, going to top Ukrainian officials at the Ukrainian embassy in D.C. to try to expose ties between Paul Manafort and Russia, because Paul Manafort was just new aboard the Trump campaign. The reason why Trump hired Manafort, not because they were great friends, but because Manafort had a very good sense of how to work the Electoral College and where to focus efforts on. And so from that time forward, the timeline that she puts, and it's published in Just the News, a very interesting new news site that I think is, you know, very, very credible and accurate, it appears to be. They basically walk through this timeline through March of 2016, April, when the Ukrainians get involved, some of the specific things that were written about, you know, these connections,
right,
to start the story. And and it walks it all the way through the summer and when they start the investigation. And what is not on this is the timeline of what Admiral Mike Rogers, my former boss, who I worked for every day for and briefed every day for a couple of years, what he had done to identify that there was some very serious concerns about searching NSA databases for American citizens and his doing an audit and shutting that program down. If you match those two timelines up, it'd be very interesting to watch what happens. And what it shows is an incredibly corrupt effort by the Obama administration to set up the Trump administration, or the incoming potential candidate, and then the administration for this whole Russian collusion narrative. It's quite disturbing.
Well, I'll say it's quite disturbing, but it's not really disturbing to me. It's cause for celebration, actually, for me, because not only does Donald J. Trump's apparent opponent in the upcoming election continue to show the world how really ineffective he is, how what an inappropriate candidate he is, I also love to see the Democrats, who I despise because they're of their lack of class and character, go down flaming like this, Jimmy.
Yeah, what we're seeing right now, what I think is very interesting, is journalists, professional journalists, that are so far committed into this story that they've perpetuated for over 3 years, attempting to try to justify and to cover up continually as document after document after document comes forward. I think the politicians, you know, that's what they're going to do. You know, that's what they're paid to do, to protect their candidates and to smear. But the journalists now are involved in it directly. And I think, you know, a lot of Americans are really starting to wonder and probably not trust many of the sources that they've looked at over the last few years as actual documented evidence comes out of this entire fiasco, farce, hoax, you name it. I'll call it treason or sedition, because that's exactly what it was, an attempt to undermine a duly elected government.
But here's my question, Jimmy. President Obama, former President Obama, and his family are almost considered to be Jesus and Saint Mary in our society. Is anybody ever going to buy the story of what may very well be what actually they were like or he was like?
You know, that's a very good question. And I will say that there's going to be a certain number of people that, and this is, you know, carried forth even from the Nixon era and the Watergate impeachment effort. There were people that still think that he got a raw deal, that Nixon got a raw deal, and they don't really accept the narrative, and they figured it there's too much, political moves that were unfair against him. And they tainted him Nixon very badly. So there's a group of people that still kind of don't support that. There's a lot of people that are going to continue to believe the narrative that Obama is the best president ever. And there's a certain number of them that will never change that opinion. I think that's not what you're going after. You're not going after the people. When I say going after, you're not trying to convince people that won't be convinced. What you're trying to do is actually provide enough information out there that the average independent voter, the average citizen in the moderate, from either side of the party actually can look at the facts, make decisions on their own, and that will tip the balance. And I believe that's a very important effort right now that's going on dealing with COVID. It's dealing with the Russia collusion narrative, with the impeachment scandal, with all these different accusations that have really unfortunately plagued this administration, which have drugged down the country. And I think a lot of people are beginning to wake up for it. But you're right, there's some people that will never change their minds. They're blinded and they're looking for something to confirm their bias. And that's what they listen to.
You know, and I suppose I can appreciate that. To me, that's very sad. By the way, I'm one of the people who fall into the Nixon camp that when you compare Watergate, you know, the proven actions of what the Nixon administration did during Watergate, you know, and given the fact that I spent some time in Washington, D.C. since then with some of the players, with some of the Watergate players who actually did time, and I had a chance to chat with them one-on-one, face-to-face, watch their body language, et cetera, et cetera. I don't put Nixon in an incredibly bad light compared to what politics has evolved into today, Jimmy. You know, you can never talk to me again, but that's just my opinion.
No, I actually am in the same boat. You know, what Nixon did, the guy pulled us out of Vietnam. He, well, sadly, unfortunately, started this whole China debacle, but it was a good thing at the time. Mm-hmm. He got detente with the Soviets. He did a lot of things that were very positive. He went through some significant crises and helped the country. So, you know, from a leadership perspective, he was very well liked, and he did a fantastic job in the 72 election, just destroying the opposition. But the level that the Democrats wanted to spend and his personal mistakes to try to defend people that he probably shouldn't have tried to defend, he would have been much better off had he just said, "Hey, you know, that was a huge mistake," and let that go. But that's not the way things worked back then.
No.
Unfortunately, we see a repeat of this where there is a level of corruption and protection on the Obama administration where people are protecting some of these people that clearly broke the law. And law enforcement officials, Department of Justice officials, FBI officials that clearly stretched, if not completely broke, precedent, policy, and legal action with the Flynn case, as well as the Mueller investigation, the FISA abuse in the courts. And I think that people are beginning to, you know, again, that's that middle ground. You're never going to get a bunch of people that hate Obama, or I shouldn't say you're going to get a core group of people that always love him. But I think even you would say that, you know, Nixon probably made some bad judgment there at the end.
Of course he did. Sure.
Yeah. And that's what we're trying to get, where people actually understand and realize what's happening here and really get our government to respect the fundamental principles that, you know, we have and what our laws are based upon. And without that, we really lose our nation. So we need to fix it.
Yeah. You know, Jimmy, we got to close here in about 20 seconds. And I want to close with this thought that I know you completely agree with, and that is America has fallen back a few steps of late, okay? And certainly Donald Trump has brought that out. I don't think Donald Trump is one of the reasons that it has fallen back a few steps. I agree with Josh Phillip of the Epoch Times that taking on the swamp was a very difficult task for him to do. But I gotta say, I think that we are on our way back.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.